Galvin?
Yes?
Are you aware of what Peyronie's disease is?
Peyronie's disease?
Yeah.
No, I know the beer.
I know what delicious. It is, and I know why I know. And I heard a commercial for it today on the radio on the way in on satellite radio. I forgot what the website was. It was like pdisease.com. I don't
okay.
remember.
What is Peyronie's disease?
Anybody in this room know what Peyronie's disease is? Carmen, no. You can't have it. How do you like that?
Okay, deal.
It's something to do with your testicles.
No.
It's something close. To do with your prostate.
Nope. You're closer to do with the testicles.
With your wiener.
Yes.
Okay.
Peyronie's disease is a disease of a curved wiener.
Okay.
Oh. Who suffers from Peyronie's disease that we know of?
I don't know.
From the lighting that I've seen it in, Josh might have Peyronie's disease.
I don't know. The lighting
seems to be off every time I've seen it.
So. There is somebody whose penis I have not seen that I believe suffers from Peyronie's disease based on documents that were released to the public.
Oh, man.
Do you know who?
The Biebs?
No.
Oh,
I've seen him naked.
Yeah.
His is as straight as an arrow.
Does his wiener have a Fu Manchu?
Google this, Robert.
Oh, sure. I already Googled Peyronie's disease.
How much of a curvature is it? Does it look like a U?
There's a 30-degree angle, so it...
A banana.
Yeah.
Like it's looking around the corner like, hey, you? Hey,
yeah,
you.
But it's weird because there's a very specific point at where it bends up. So it looks painful.
Is that a problem?
I would assume
take a look at it and see if you think for you it would be a problem.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah. Oh, put it up on the screen there so I could see it. I can't believe I'm asking.
They have a lot of pretty ones on here.
And have you ever encountered this, Carmen?
In your D pictures, have you seen one with Peyronie's disease? It seems to me this is shaped in order to hit the G spot. By the way, that's what mine looks like right there, like the cartoon in the third row. Go up one. Yeah, that's it right there. Like it has potential, but it's too much. Anyway, the one to the left of that, Carmen. Doesn't that look to the left?
This?
No, that's the right. There you go.
That.
Doesn't that look like it's designed to hit your hit your area?
Because they say it's 4 inches and up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
I made the cut. Okay, now Google this, Rob.
Yes.
Does Bill Clinton have Peyronie's disease?
What?
Isn't that because the reason why I know what two diseases are, vitiligo was what Michael Jackson claimed to have had, which
right.
is why he was white and black, and Peyronie's was supposedly how Monica Lewinsky identified Bill Clinton because of the curvature of his penis.
Okay.
Am I the only one that remembers that?
In 1994, when Paula Jones filed a sexual harassment suit against the 42nd president of the United States, Bill Clinton, she described a distinct curvature of his erect penis, which she cited as a distinguished feature of his genitalia that would prove her accusation.
So when his peeks around the corner, goes, you.
Yeah, but the thing about that is to identify it, then they would have to have him in the same state that she saw it in. I'm not talking about
not
Arkansas.
Not necessarily. If it's got a natural hook in it, it's probably like that at all times.
Well, even ones that aren't ready to go, you can see the hook.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So she would be able to identify him by that.
Okay. Wow.
So evidently this is an epidemic because they have a clinic or something online that you can go and get that fixed. See that when it's a black eye, I think it just curves because of the weight.
Well,
right?
Well, so there's this one and it curves to the side.
Right.
Oh.
But then there's...
That's what I wish I had. So much mass that it actually had a... That occur like the wind couldn't blow it.
It looks like
it's an oak tree that's so big that
right. And everybody's like, "Is that oak tree gonna fall?" And it's like, "Nope, it's just majestic. It's just showing you that it's so big it leans." My ween does a gangsta lean. That's what I mean. There you go. There's mine right there. No, not that.
Oh, that was it. You said it. That one's yours.
But then there's these ones that curve up. So which one is the disease? Both of them?
I don't know. I thought it was like a curve to the left or the right.
But
no, this one seems to be where it curves is looking towards the sky.
Right. All the other pictures that I've seen are that way.
Can't you just put some encyclopedias on it for a little while?
Oh my God.
I think so, yeah.
That's just straighten it out, right?
Because what it's looking
like. Or bend it back the other way.
There's a buildup of scar tissue, which is what's forcing the curvature up. So you'd have to go in and cut out that scar tissue to level it back out.
Thanks, Doc.
Boy.
If you are somebody out there who suffers from Peyronie's disease of a crooked penis, please call us up. 727-579-1025. Yes, Carmen.
I was going to say, because I've seen some that look like this, that curve to the side. I'm sure you have. But I've never seen any that curve upwards.
I think mine's got a nice little arc to it. I wouldn't say it's a curve.
I'm telling you right now, if you tell me we got to go in and cut out scar tissue, I'm going to go, nah, I'll live with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that one guy's picture didn't look well because it went from, in the span of a year, it was reach for the sky, and then it was he is able to kiss his own belly button.
Here's the weird part. So it's it affects 1 in 100 men, and it usually develops in middle age.
So,
oh, really? That's weird. Like, tomorrow, I could just wake up and it could be bent to one side. That's weird.
Of abuse, because that's how scar tissue is. Yeah.
That's where I think my curvature comes from.
Yeah.
Like a broken rainbow.
Well, yeah, because if there is scar, you know, even if it's just a little bit, it'll force, you know, the look to the sky.
It's interesting. An expert.
Interesting that you would say rainbow.
Yeah. This is the art.
Why?
You know?
What's so interesting about that?
Abusing rainbows.
Here come all the phone calls. Yes, Mike Cal, the show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. You've actually enlightened me a little bit today. I never knew that was a disease, but I do have one.
How bad of a curve do you have, sir?
It's kind of like maybe like a banana.
Yeah.
But it's there only when you're erect. But if you're not, it's not there.
No offense to you. I haven't seen yours, but maybe when it's not erect, it's not big enough for you to notice the curve. And that's, I would say, like most men, sir, so I'm not insulting you.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's quite possible. And but what's funny is that I never knew it was a disease until today. I always thought, well, you know, maybe it's just because I got whacked in the balls a little too hard one day. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully that didn't do it. But you can look it up. I don't know what the website was that I heard them advertising for. I don't know. Do you feel like it's something you need to have fixed?
I'd be interested in taking a look at it.
Okay.
Not when you see the pictures of the surgery.
Yeah, don't Google it, sir.
Yeah, plus you don't want to do anything there until it's all... Like, we've got this. We know exactly how to do this.
Yeah.
You know, well, Clinton was what? Clinton was 15 years ago.
Yeah, but still, you don't want to be like, yeah, we've figured it out, I think.
If they say put it here and they start getting the encyclopedias, right. then you need to run, sir. Well, thank you and your crooked penis for calling today.
Or maybe like a dough roller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Greg, go ahead. You're on the mic. How the show?
I've got about an inch and a half curve.
Curve to the left, right, or up?
Straight up. It winks at me.
Yeah, you're. It's not good. I think you created that one.
No. I'll bring it in the show, Carmen.
No. I didn't mean made it up. I mean you created the curve.
Oh, that's what I was told when I was younger.
That you created it, or that you have Peyronie's disease?
I made sweet love to myself so much that it curved up.
Right.
By my own actions.
Right. I got you.
You want to get kids to stop doing it. Tell them that's what's going to happen. Remember they used to say, like, kittens would die or something.
You go blind.
I go the other way. I just mix it up. Every third one, I switch my hand the other way so I bend it back down.
Oh, okay.
So,
smart.
Yeah. Next time you do it, sir, do it like you're trying to pull something away from you. Get away. Get away. It'll work out. You'll even it out. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, this is Scott from Sarasota. I've suffered from this. Well, it's not really suffering, but I've had this condition since I was a kid.
The Peyronie's disease?
Kind of look around the corner to the... Yeah. Yeah, it's like a periscope. You kind of look around the corner to the left.
Yeah, it's like you put it out the door and go,
really
what's
only
up?
It really only manifests itself when it's erect. It's not something when it's soft that shows at all. But I have to tell you, I wouldn't trade it for the world because people seem to like it. So
yeah. All right. Well, hey, if it's working for you, that was my question. Is it such a problem that people need to get it fixed?
Right.
You know, or are they just like, I live with it? David, go ahead.
Hey, my brother's a court reporter in St. Louis, and he was part of a trial where there was a rape trial, and the witness described the penis as being straight. and a lawyer fought it and said no, he had Peyronie's disease and described his penis as curved. He actually got found not guilty.
Oh, well, I would imagine that if the guy really had Peyronie's disease and he's got a boomerang on him, or what if he didn't and he bent it so much afterwards so that he can get out of being in trouble?
Yeah,
that's when you pull.
It blew that guy's mind.
That's when you fold in half, and then you put the encyclopedias on it. You don't want to go to jail.
I rest my case.
John, go ahead.
Yeah, I suffer from BDD also. Bent dong disease.
What is it, sir?
Bent dong disease.
Bent dong disease. Gotcha.
Yeah, I turn my girlfriend's right hip up. For the limp.
All right. Thank you, sir. I hope everybody's okay.
Yeah. That's actually the actor from Law & Order and from whatchamacallit, Oz, B.D. Wong, is Bent Dong Wong, is his actual full name.
Awesome.
John, go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling about the Peyronie's. There's actually things you can do as far as injections or vacuum devices that will help with the curvature.
You know what, though? That's the whole thing to think about. Is it worth getting an injection in that area, or can you just live with the curve?
Well, I mean, the injections, verapamil injections are actually what do it, so it helps to break down the scar tissue so you can avoid the surgery.
Did you have this done, sir?
No, I work in this world, ED world, so I sell things like this, devices, and these kind of injections. I work for a pharmacy.
What is the problem? Like, other than an unsightly curve, is there anything that would make you want to get rid of it?
Well, it can cause further issues as far as like blocking blood flow. It can cause ED issues like erectile dysfunction.
Gotcha.
And then help to damage your urethra, so going to the bathroom, things like that.
So if you have it, you probably should have it taken a look at.
Yeah. If you have any kind of curvature, yeah, definitely. You want to get it looked at as soon as possible.
Is it possible, like Rob did, to form his own curve because of constant activity when he was a child?
Yeah, most of it comes from damage. So, you know, getting together with big girls can do it, or things like that can cause issues, breakage or scar tissue.
I think we've all had that one accident where it bent a little bit when you weren't expecting it.
Yeah. And then you don't want to stop, so it causes more problems.
I stopped. I cried and everything. All right, thank you for the information, sir. I appreciate it.
They say there can be pain involved with it, too.
Yeah. It's so nice to have one guy describe it as bent dong disease and then have a real person in the field. That would go ahead and describe it.
Have you ever had the surgery down there?
No.
I'm thinking about getting a vasectomy. I'm young, but I just don't want kids. I'm done. I've had my two. I'm good.
It's so easy, it would seem to me. Like, anybody that has a vasectomy had it done in one day, and they're like,
I worked with a guy who got it done later that day, was on stage rapping at a festival, and he was just in a wheelchair. That was the only thing. He couldn't walk around, so no. but I've given it serious thought, but my major concern is I wonder how painful that is, and if 10 years from now I change my mind and I do want to have kids again.
They can reverse it.
But I heard that's even more painful is to get it reversed.
Yeah, well, they just make it more painful because they're mad. They're like, we asked you if you were sure.
You signed all those papers.
We had my wife's tubes tied or whatever they do when she had her last C-section. And they were like, are you sure? And we're like, yeah, we're sure. And they're like, are you? I'm like, hey, bud, I'm sure. And he's like, I'm like, hey. And then, of course, my wife's like, well, what if we had one more? I'm like, oh, well, too bad. You were sure.
Carmen, have you run into this problem where you're like, nope, that's not happening? That square peg is not going in, you know.
My triangle.
Yeah, but for other reasons.
Yeah. Other reasons.
Size?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, okay. And so not the shape, not like a Peyronie's disease.
Yeah, no, thing. Nothing like that. Like I said, I've came across it before, but never to the point where I was like creeped or grossed out by it or anything like that.
Have you ever seen a pretty one? Like, is there, I don't know, because I look at mine and I go, that's ugly, that's hideous. Do girls find them attractive?
I mean, there's some that are definitely nicer than others.
I know. I think mine's all right looking.
We should have a beauty contest for women.
I think mine's all right looking. I just think mine looks a little bit tired. You know?
Yeah, mine always looks like it's sad, like it's cloudy and gloomy around it. Like, oh, it's depressed.
Mine's always like, hey, what do we got going on today? Like, it's always like curious, but now it's like, now it just seems like it's like, I need rest.
Mine always looks like it just got done at the gym. It's like, what's up?
Sweaty.
It's gross.
Most muscular.
Carmen, if we took pictures of ours and mixed them up,
I could tell.
You could tell who's the who?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Easy.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Only you get to see the pictures.
Okay.
Well, I'm in. Anybody else in?
I mean, yeah, mine looks different from my weight loss, so I'm excited.
No, you
can. Mine
you got to make it so it's just your thing.
Oh, so
no clues. No, you can't do it to where it's got a picture of your
gotcha.
One of your six shirts
gotcha.
In the background.
Yeah.
It's just it.
Okay.
Well, the bumps will give it away.
Well,
it has to be like yes. a bedtime angle when you're like laying on the bed and it's just
that. That's not a flattering angle though for, all right, whatever.
No, it's got to be like on a counter and just, just like right there, just that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not showing anything else.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to use the same counter right. then, you know, because you'll be able to see the counter.
All right, so we'll use John's desk.
Put a white sheet
of
paper. Yeah, a white piece of paper underneath it.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm in. Doing this now?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
I
need
excited.
To be in a, I need to be in a state of
yeah.
of
I am.
Excitement.
Of course, you were looking at the pictures.
Maybe we shouldn't do this. I wanted to take a picture of our testicles and put them up on the website and let people play a game where they draw who's a line it? From our pictures to our testicles.
Right.
But my agent shot that yeah. idea down.
Thanks a lot, Tony.
Yeah.
Ruining all the fun.
It'll be a great game. Who's nuts? Just in time for the holidays.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.